For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Yesterday was the August primary, and some of the big winners include Melissa Sargent, who you just heard winning the Wisconsin 16th Senate District primary. Kelda Royes won the primary race in a wide field of candidates for the 26th state Senate seat. Francesca Hong overcame a crowded field to win the state's 76th Assembly primary. Meanwhile, Roger Pollack has been chosen to face Brian Steil for Paul Ryan's old seat in District 1 in November, and Scott Fitzgerald will run against Democrat Tom Palsowitz for the seat of outgoing 5th District U.S. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Recent polling data in Wisconsin shows a majority of Wisconsinites support Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Evers is also making headlines for refusing to grant clemency to inmates in Wisconsin's overcrowded prisons. 21,000 adults are currently held in facilities designed to house just 18,000. One Wisconsin prison recorded temperatures as high as 87 degrees. Others have been noted for poor ventilation and the impossibility of social distancing, sparking a number of health concerns from family members of inmates. The American Civil Liberties Union has called for a reduction in the incarcerated population before a major outbreak occurs. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Former Milwaukee Chief Alfonso Morales was recently demoted. Former Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales, who was recently demoted to captain by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission, says he is now considering retirement. According to Morales' attorney, Frank Gimble, the ex-chief of police is also considering a wide range of actions, from filing for damages to filing a federal civil rights action or pursuing a judicial review of the FPC's actions leading to the demotion, to even suing for reinstatement as chief. Gimble says he expects Morales will make a decision by the end of the week. Highs in the mid-80s today with clear skies for most of the day, overnight lows in the low to mid-60s. Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 81 in Milwaukee, high of 86 in Madison. Friday partly cloudy skies, high of 80 in Milwaukee, high of 85 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced in Marinette that the Lower Menominee River was deemed clean enough to be removed from a list after a remediation process that began in the 1980s. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Menominee River is the first area of concern to be delisted in Wisconsin and only the fifth nationwide. The Menominee River is the first area of concern to be delisted in Wisconsin and only the fifth nationwide, according to Wheeler. Still on the list of sites being cleaned up are the St. Louis River, the Milwaukee Estuary, the Lower Green Bay, and the Fox River and the Sheboygan River. Highs today in the mid-80s, clear skies for most of the day, overnight lows in the low to mid-60s. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 81 in Milwaukee, high of 86 in Madison. Friday, partly cloudy, high of 80 in Milwaukee, high of 85 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.